Tracy at SZQ. One thing I can say about the Timmy Hoes by us, Donald, is they got my bagels. So you're going to simply ask me why. What kind of bagel would that be? So you're in a seat. Okay. Good morning, Nick. Morning, Donald. Yeah, the 12 grain. The 12 grain bagel from Tim Hortons is just out of this world. I love the thing. It's got this nutty flavor. It's kind of just really good. And better for you than the regular bagels, I guess. But every place by me, up by my work, and on my way to work, doesn't ever have them. This one right here does. So, good morning, Nick. Go ahead, pass it to Donald.
Good morning. Yeah, I like Tim Hortons bagel. I was going to get it this morning, but the line was too long in the drive-thru. Probably 30 cars deep. I'm like, nope, I'm already late, running behind. Caught a medical emergency this morning and had to take care of that first. I'm up on 69, just going through M19, headed west.
Well, that's a crazy morning for sure. So this bagel, it's only at the location by our place. If the other locations don't carry it, that's odd. Yeah, for some reason they don't carry them at the other ones, just this one here. So now I'm at Starbucks getting my coffee there. And Nick, what was, I was ordering at the Starbucks window. You said something about 69, and I had to turn it down real quick because they were getting all confused.
Yeah, I'm up on 69. I'm headed to the Taj Mahal out west. I'm going to go to the office and get the car, but I started running behind. So I had to get out of this morning. And I'm like, I'll just take my own stuff and get on 69 and head west. So I don't know how long all of the rhythm is.
Yeah, starting to get a little popcorny in there, but we're still able to pull you out. But, don't eat as much baked goods as I used to, but I used to go to a small place known as the Java Hut in downtown Birmingham, next door to the old Birmingham Theater. It's gone now. It's been taken over by the new steakhouse there that replaced Forte. But I used to go there and, like, it was open 24 hours. I'd get there like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning and sit there and drink a couple cups of coffee. But they had, everybody thinks an everything bagel is an everything bagel. But no, theirs were different, and I don't know what it was with different. She wouldn't tell me. And unfortunately, the owners sold that building. They retired, and I guess a family member still has the Java Hut down there on 9 Mile, just west of Woodward there in Ferndale. But they're everything bagels. Just out of that one location, I don't even know if they still have them down in Ferndale. But those things, those are my go-to bagels for sure.
You guys are making me hungry.
Morning, Dakota. That's the goal, man. Everybody, if I'm going to be fat, we're all going to be fat. Go ahead and pass it to Nick.
I don't know if that was Nick scratching that,
but yeah, we're not trying to make you fat. It's just, you know, and besides, I've got two pairs of dress slacks coming from Amazon today because I got an event to go to, and all my current dress slacks aren't going to fit me right. So I'm not trying to get fat. And, I'm sitting here waiting on Amazon now because it says it's out for delivery as of 7 o'clock. So normally I wouldn't even be vertical right now. Sean, over to you. We'll go back to Dakota if he's with us. Yeah, I was supposed to go to Dakota, then Nick. I don't know what happened there. I never heard Dakota come back. So, Nick, if you're in Raleigh, you should be getting better. and then it'll taper off as you start to head west past the M19. I don't know how far you can carry it. At some point, you may want to switch over to Romeo. I just don't know. Dakota probably knows the answer to that. He probably made that run. But, Dakota, was that you in there? Because we didn't hear you come back.
I'm making it in. I'm on the Detroit machine, and I'm north of Emily City.
Oh, wow. I'm westbound 69. It's just coming up to KPAX. I don't know how it sounds. I can punch the Romeo in. I can't remember what. I got to look it up real quick. Deliver a few things.
I'm vertical on the couch, about 10 feet from my nose, and I'm not moving, except pushing the little button to say something.
Well, there we go. North of Imlay. Holy cow. What's got you up that way this early? You had some early morning stuff you had to take care of? You're making another Timmy run for the for Mama?
I was almost in, I think it's Goodrich Township, or it is Goodrich Township. I had to run to my buddy's farm. He's got a big farm dominium going up, and he's out of town, so I was taking drone pictures for him. But, yeah, he was like 15 minutes north of Timmy to give you an idea of how far up there I was.
And that's on TJ's machine. Nick? I don't know if we lost Nick or not, or he's looking for another frequency, but we'll give him one more shot and then over to Donald.
I'm back. I was punching in the Romeo machine, so I'm on Romeo now. Westbound 69, West KPAC, almost in Lake City.
Well, that's one worth definitely saving, that's for sure. Yeah, big improvement. Very little or hardly any background. Definitely solid in there now.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised at how well Dakota's doing on the Detroit machine. TJ's machine's working really good up that way, Nick. It's ever since got it back on the air, that thing's been blowing smoke. Anyhow, Dakota.
I'm begging for an FBI receive site in Emily City somewhere.
Well, how well do you hear it up there?
Honestly, like full quieting. As long as I'm not in a valley or behind a bunch of crap, it's totally fine.
Yeah, I'm here in the Romeo machine, full quiet where I'm at right now. I just crossed into Lapeer County. Going over Graham Road, which is halfway between Cape Package and my city, so, and I'm up on a hill too, so that might have something to do with it. But.
Well, I must say, when I heard TJ's machine, Dakota was on it, and he was out in here, I think he said 34 and Dryden. It was the first time, as the furthest I ever heard it. And that just blew me away, and I was quite impressed on how, you know, practically full quiet he was coming back to it from that far out. It's got to be, what, at least 30-plus miles, maybe? 30, 35, somewhere in there? Dakota, you, and then myself, Donald. So I'll take it, but then I'm just going to pass it to Sean because I think it's his turn.
The big question, Nick, is how far can you run it? I don't know how far, because you start to get into those hills as you progress west there, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a brick wall on you pretty soon. So if by the time it comes back around to you, if we don't hear you at when it's your turn, we'll know what happened. Dakota probably knows pretty well how far he can carry it. Although there might be a Flint repeater you could pick up, one of the MI-1s that would keep you right in the game. I don't know if they got anything on this system on Mayville, but if you play, you should be able to run just about all the way out to Lansing if you had all the frequencies available to you. So, in your radio, I should say. And very good. What was I going to say? I got to pay attention to traffic here. Dakota?
I was going to get him past Lake Nepsing, but then he'll be able to kick over to Mayville. And Mayville's pretty short-lived, too. I can't remember how far that takes you. And then you can probably switch over to one of Sami, whatever the next. The body, though, it doesn't bridge all the way very cleanly, but you'll be able to pick it up as you go. And I just went back to Richmond. That's what I mean. Detroit's fine out here, but there's a couple spots that are low where it completely cuts out. But where I was so hot, you know, I bet you if I had one of those little map things, it's probably a straight line of the repeater. So send me, if you know where it's at, area, and I'll map it. But I would say I was every bit of 40 miles, if not more.
I just had Black's Corners, and I'm having a trial with a couple here in Romeo. So I'm going up the hill right now.
Well, I heard you say you're going uphill and you passed Black something, and you're starting to go out on my radio, so we'll give you another round and see what happens there. But, lost Sean there for a second, too. I guess he was, I don't know if he's on Van Dyke or at, not Van Dyke. Where is it? M59 in Van Dyke. When he gets down in that gully, I know I always lose him there, but... So, anyhow, Sean.
No, I don't know what that's all about. I'm at 12 and Mound in Warren. So, remember, I was just picking up the bagel at the place right by us. I'm down here for the morning. Anywho, what was I going to ask you, Donald? Yesterday I called and, what the hell was it? Oh, you said, and this can wait till it comes back around. But you said something at breakfast about sheets going in at 12 mile in DeQuinter, and I can find nothing on that. I'm just wondering where you heard that, or if you were just joking around or what. Anyhow, you can answer that on the next go-round. Dakota?
I just pulled back into my house here. I got to drop some stuff off, and then I got to come to play with my neighbor, and then
which one are you on now?
That's Mainville.
Yeah, it's quite workable. Anyhow, Donald.
It was on another frequency somewhere in my radio, and I'm thinking the, one of those big ones that Wally put in here, and they were just having a roundtable discussion about where these things were popping up. I don't know too many, if any, of the participants from that particular channel, but it was just like a simple, open, rag-chew discussion about it. And I heard one of the guys was saying that he lives over here in Madison Heights, and he said the northeast corner of 12 and DeQuinter may be getting one, or they're talking about putting one there. And that's about the only thing I've heard about it. Yeah, I'm aware of the one at 12 and Mound, and you said to me the other day that it is kind of close.
But that's kind of where I heard it.
All right. Well, I can find nothing to substantiate that, not even thinking about it. So I was all over the corporate page and scoured around on Reddit and stuff. And there's 12 in Mound, and then there's 13 and a half in Van Dyke. So they're not shy to put them real close to one another. But if there's any truth to it, that'd be cool. But if there's any truth to it, I cannot find anything on it. Dakota? He might be home. You said he was going home for a bit. Nick?
Yeah, I may not be good at this round. I'm dropping down into a hole here. Almost a little here. So I'll just listen for a couple rounds and see if it gets any better.
You were okay on that one. I mean, we were able to pull you out just fine. But, yeah, like I said, it was on, Sean, it was on another 70-centimeter band, and they were just ragging talking about it. And I don't even remember the name of the guy's call sign here in Madison Heights. It wasn't a voice that I'm familiar with in the area. So, but, you know, these discussions, rumors, or whatever, but I'll take your word for it if it's not saying anything. I'm not familiar with Sheets. I'm more familiar with Bucky's in my travels with racing, and the ones down south, man, those things are just wicked awesome. But we'll see what happens. You know, anything could happen. I mean, have you heard anything about what's going to happen with that corner? Because I know with everything closing, they're going to put something there. Well, the little restaurant, which is on DeQuinner, kind of like, you know, right there by Rite Aid out on DeQuinner, that's being remodeled right now. I don't know what that's going to be. That whole strip that used to be Produce Palace is getting it's got that Pop Chicken and that Bubble Tea place and a place that does the Vietnamese bun sandwiches and stuff. So, and then another nail place. So, it looks like the Vietnamese are taking that whole strip over. And, which is cool, you know, because the more variety we have, the better. And hopefully they succeed there. There's a lot of it. There was an Indian place came in there shortly. It was like, he was there. It looked like it opened for about a minute, and then it shut down, and it's elsewhere. So, I don't know what was up with that. I don't even know what kind of an Indian place it was. I never could figure out. Is it a restaurant or is it like, you know, home goods? Or couldn't quite tell. But yeah, that whole Rite Aid carpet place. You know, I see nothing. No signs the bowling alley's going anywhere. But I don't see any. I don't see any indications they're going to do anything with the rest of it. So who knows? Dakota's home for a bit. Nick, you still with us?
What was that, Dakota? Or was it Nick? Who was it that doubled with Donald?
I think it was me, Nick, WNSP. Say his link to the Flint machine, too.
Yeah, the MI-1 Flint machine, so you've got that one. You're sounding good, whatever you're on.
I'm still on Mayville, just going past M24. So I probably got it for a little bit, but I got the next one pulled up because I got a bunch of in.
Well, you're sounding good back into my area here in Madison Heights. Definitely trying to picture where that's at. Okay. All right, Sean, over to you. Well, I'm trying to figure this out. Plus, I'm watching my tracker.
Yeah, well, I don't understand now. You're getting no sheets.
No, I heard a rag chew about locations for sheets, and Sean and I live pretty close to each other. and there would be a chute going between us in the area of 12 Mile and DeQuinder, and nothing could be found about that because they're putting one at 12 and Mound by the Victory Inn. So, so I guess that was just, sort of like rumor. It was on another frequency that I just happened to catch, and these guys were red chewing about locations. I'm back. I got pulled off for a minute. Well, pulled off is better than being pulled over.
That's true. I got the wrong car for that today. I don't have the work car. I got my own truck. But it's better. You're talking to radio today.
Well, I figured he got a phone call, because usually when Sean drops like that, unexpectedly, the bath phone is ringing or something, and, he'll bounce back. He'll come back. So we just, let him take care of business. Business is more important than radio, even though it's the same. Because, hey, wait a minute. Business is radio. But, yep. Always jump back in.
I've never been a fan of rotations, but we get so much going on here in the morning that it's pretty necessary. Anyhow, I am here at my next stop, but I'm way early, so I'm debating on sitting out here in the car, drink my coffee. So, I'm debating.
Always the great debate. Early and sit there, or early and go in. Usually sit nowadays, but I just don't like sitting next to people. So hopefully I'm getting better here. I'm getting more closer to the blend machine.
Rock solid as far as I can tell, so I wonder what's after that. See, after you leave the Flint zone, then what comes after that? I know they got things out 69 heading toward Lansing. You got OBU's machine in Dansville, I think it is. But that's quite a ways down. There's got to be something in between. Is there a Fenton machine? And is that even on the path? I don't know. I think that's a little further north, but
I doubled on Sean. I apologize.
I think it might be the Bancroft machine, but I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, you may be right. I get real shaky with the cities once it gets outside of the Port Huron, Flint, Ann Arbor, Detroit, gets outside of that ring, I get pretty shaky with the city names. Donald?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I mean, if I'm within the I-69 corridor from Port Huron through Lansing and then down south towards Indiana, I'm okay in that little corner of Michigan, but anything outside of that, I start to go brain fog, because I don't travel that much up north like I used to. So for me, that's my weakness, I guess. When you get north and west of 69 and west of 75.
Yeah, unfortunately, working for the employer that I work for, geography is my bag, so pretty well versed in corners of the state that a lot aren't.
Well, I need to get my Rand McNally map out, because I'm planning on trying to get a trip in the fall to Traverse City for about a 4-day weekend myself and three other adults and some golden retrievers are planning on maybe taking a 4-day weekend up there. And myself and another gentleman will be doing all the driving, or I'll do as much driving as my legs will allow me to drive because I have a small disability. But that's the goal. So I'll be venturing outside this I-69 ring there, and you might want to warn the authorities that I am on the loose outside of my ring.
I was leaving it open for Sean there. He must have stepped into wherever he was at. So, I normally go get my car at the office in Detroit, but today I just was running behind and decided just to go across 69 to the office in Lansing. But it's also easier to go to Lansing from home because of all the construction. There's very, very little construction on 69 here.
Yeah, I haven't been on 69 in a long time. When I get north of 69 now, I'm usually going up to Forrester, north of Port Sanilac there. So, that little thing up 94 from Chesterfield is where my significant other lives. And we go up to where her parents live up there and spend a lot of weekends up there. So, that's my only ventures now outside of my 69 ring, and my brother doesn't live in Muskegon anymore, so he's down in Florida. So yeah, my traveling along with my disabilities, I don't get out much anymore.
I'm still here, just trying to attend to some emails here. The day starts whether I want it to or not.
Oh, I know how
it is. Yeah, I was up at 5 and I turned on my tablet and I had a bucket load of emails, most of them racing related stuff. But, yeah, I get it. And sometimes some of these time zones are, like I said, I got a group of people down in Australia and they sometimes forget the time zones. And I think they're currently 14 hours ahead of us, the last one I got. But, yeah. No rest for the wicked, no rest for the retired. I'm sometimes busier now than I was when I was actually working.
Go again, Nick.
I forgot what I said now. I'm one of them brain fart moments.
Okay. Dakota, you back in here? He is. He just don't want to talk. He's just enjoying music, driving. Oh, man. What is it? 8:09. Yeah, I'm a little early. About 20 minutes early. God darn it. I don't know when I'm going to get out to Diamonddale. It's probably September for Interop. I don't know if you have any flexibility on your schedule, but it'd be cool if you were out there at the same time. I think one time we were, but we didn't connect.
Now, where is Interop this year? I usually try to go to that one. I know I didn't make the one in the spring because I had a conflict, but I was going to go to Emerging Tech as well, but that one I did dispatcher credits for my CERT earnings, because I can still do that job when I want to, make big bucks, no whammy.
Lance, is that you? Is that the second funky noise we've heard from you today? No, Interop, I mean the Interop board. You know, we meet every other month, and it's the Interop conference is our conference, but then there's the board that meets regularly throughout the year. So September is at Diamonddale, the September meeting of the Interop board, and then the Interop conference will be next whatever March, as it typically is.
Yeah, I got confused. After you said it, I thought about it. Now I knew what you were talking about. Yeah, this bunch of seems pretty good. I'm just downtown. Folks getting through here right now. Yeah, into this week for it anyway, leading up to offshore bouldering. So I got extra stuff on my plate for the other side of the house, so I'm going to deal with that on the phone. Lining up assets and resources and all that good kind of crap.
Sounds like tons of fun. All right, gents, I'm going to get the hell out of Dodge, go inside and get putzing, and see if I can get this knocked out. Got a dispatch supervisors meeting going on here at Warren, and I'm taking advantage, and I'm dropping in on them to force some council config work on them. You can appreciate that, Nick. All right, I'll catch you guys later. WFU.
Catch you later, Sean. I'll see if I can be on the network. I guess I go west. WFU.
Well, if that wasn't Lance making those noises, the only other person I could think it might be is Fred. I don't know if Fred's up at this hour of the morning, though. Anyway, I'm going to head out of my apartment and go downstairs to this Amazon truck. Supposed to be here sometime between 7 and 9. And even though the tracker's not showing it that close, I'm going to sign off to the radio for now. Everybody have a great day. Those on the road, stay safe. W8RCY, we are clear for now.
Died down a long time ago, actually, maybe like
gosh, it might have been, oh my gosh, I might be thinking 20 years ago. I'll tell you, when I worked in the courthouse, one of our biggest security risks wasn't so much the criminals. You know, we had the criminals. The criminals were all right because, you know, we had deputies assigned. We had, you know, they had an underground tunnel from the jail to the courthouse. We had a lockup for them. That was pretty good. It was the mental health patients that presented the biggest difficulty because they were all transported in by the disorderlies from the mental health hospitals. And some of those guys, you know, they were a little dangerous. So, now that we do all those by Zoom, oh, it's a lot better, a lot smoother. I had one mental health patient flip counsel table over in front of a jury one time. Back to you.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a, just a wives' tale or if there's any truth to it, but I'd always heard that sometimes they would, they would do things just for a day out, they'd find a way to get their, just so that they have to get, the whole, break up the monotony of being locked up, they'd start some process just so that they get their day in court and get out, for a little bit or something like that. I'm wondering if with the Zoom stuff, it just cuts down on all that because they just take them up to the camera and take them back down. It's like it's hardly worth the effort.
That is not an old wives' tale. We had frequent flyers that would, file their petition, especially the NGRI patients, the not guilty by reason of insanity. They have the right to, after a while, they have the first petition is 3 months, second petition I think is 6 months, and then the third and continuing petitions are renewable every year. So we would have people that we would see on our docket every year. But to be honest with you, no, it doesn't cut that down because they still want to use every opportunity or every legal angle that they can to get out. Because we had some NGRI patients that were in since the 70s and they're still in today.
All right, well, then that means they're using it for its intended purpose and not just for a day out. Fully going for a drive, so I'm going to petition.
Well, both could be true, because they also know that the medical report indicates that they're not suitable for release. So they want to get out, and they want to get outside. So both could be true simultaneously.
And there is that. There you go. So, it's only tangentially related, but, we would get, not so much us, but Oakland would get trustees, the 30, 60, 90s unpaid tickets, things like that. And those guys would be trustees, and they would be able to, do a lot of things, outside. And that was good. It was a good break from sitting inside that cell. And the radio shop over there had a guy, he was a trustee, and he'd come there every day, and he'd help clean up the garage and help them, put light bars on cars and stuff like that. I don't know what silly thing he did, 30, 60, 90 for something. And one day he didn't show up, and they called, and they says, hey, what happened to, Fred or whatever his name was? And they said, oh, yeah, he doesn't want to come no more. He says every day he'd be sitting out there by the garage looking at them railroad tracks and knowing that his girlfriend was just the other side of him over there in Pontiac. He said he said he couldn't risk it anymore. He had too short a time, and he couldn't risk the temptation.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, I remember when they used to have those trustees out. Was there a Brown Rose facility, it's either on the border of Auburn Hills and Lake Orion or something like that, but I heard they don't use that anymore. I haven't done criminal work in such a long time, but I'm actually thinking about getting back into it. But yeah, they used to have a trustee, I can't remember what it was, like a camp, out in Lake Orion. Is that still there?
You know, I don't know. The only reason I even know about this story is, you know, it was the radio shop, you know, so the Steve, who ran the radio shop at the time, was telling me about it. And, you know, we have, you know, trustees, but they're just all out of the big house there, and that's it. And, you know, they're doing lawn maintenance and picking things up, or, you know, they need them to like, bunch of stuff, but for the most part, in fact, I haven't seen any trustees in quite some time, so I don't know if there's been a change. I don't pay much never mind to it. As far as how it goes over there, it's a whole different kettle of fish. They do a lot of stuff different, so don't know. Very well could have been. I remember years ago when they were doing the jail, they had jail overcrowding about, I want to say 10 years ago or so. We had a lot of jail overcrowding, and they were, you know, constantly sending us requests about who to, you know, can we release this guy? You know, he's a child support nonviolent offender. We get a lot of that. But yeah, I haven't done, like, the criminal stuff. But I'm actually kind of considering getting back into it because my wife picked up a contract doing a lot of the child welfare cases out here, and so so what they're doing is they're not having attorneys do the they're kind of having a pod or a private contract do the child welfare cases. So I might switch over to a little criminal again. Most of the people over here doing criminal seem to like it. Now that the the MIDC, the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission, has come in, they've kind of raised all the fees for that stuff, so it makes it worthwhile. Thank you.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be interesting, if nothing else. You know, I don't know what all the caveats are, but you got to get paid, if they're paying, then why not? So, but that's a whole realm I know nothing about. So, it's interesting. I've been in court. Like I've had jury duty a couple of times, and I've been in court, you know, just a very, very few times ever. And it's always been very fascinating to me every time I've been. But I got very little experience with any of it. I know nothing about it.
Yeah, I spent most of my career on the family and probate side of things. So, and I still do mostly probate. I did dabble when I was a young lawyer in the criminal stuff. I can tell you this: I like the criminal defense a lot more than I like the family. Family law people. There's an old saying in family law, or in the legal profession, they say, you know, in criminal law, when you're a criminal lawyer, you see bad people on their best behavior. When you're in family law, you see good people on their worst behavior. But on another topic, last night, I got onto that free DV, and they had this net on, it was on 40 meters, it was 7.182, And they've got that new codec, that audio codec, that RAV V1. I think they call it RAV V1. It sounds pretty good on HF, and we were picking up signals from people were on that net from all over the country. I don't know. I mean, it may have been good propagation on 40 meters last night, but man, it sounded pretty good. Have you had any experience with that free DV and the new that new audio format?
No, actually, last time I played with that was when, you know, when we were all first getting into it, and I was not aware of any new codecs or anything like that, but I'll have to fire that back up again. I had a lot of fun with that. Steve and I played around with it quite a bit. We were doing it both VHF locally, and then played around a little bit with it on HF, but that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. I totally forgot about it. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, it might be worth giving it another shot because, first of all, the audio on this Raid V1, I think it's R-A-D-E, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it sounded pretty good. I had just downloaded it and stumbled on this net, and everybody on there sounded pretty good, and we were getting people coming in from Texas, and I think that was Texas and Nebraska, I think, were like the furthest away that people were on it, and then all over the East Coast, all up and down the East Coast. And then one other guy from Michigan, I think it's N6WY, he was on there too, and I guess he was on there last week as well. They do it weekly, about 9:30 on 40 meters, but I think it's definitely worth, they got the newest version of the software is version 2.01. Yeah, it works pretty well. I'm still trying to get my audio levels, you know, working right because it, you know, you're basically using your mic on your computer to make it to go through and make it work. But that sounded pretty good to me. But I gotta fix my audio levels.
Yeah, I'll put that on the list. I haven't been playing a lot on HF or anything. Or all mode, VHF, UHF. I haven't been doing much with that in the last couple of years, really. I've been doing very little outside of just some occasional FM appearances like this. And it's mostly on background. And you know, part of it's my antenna. I pulled my antenna down and did some work to it, and I got to fine-tune it. I've just been avoiding it. There's no excuse for it. It'd take me, you know, all of an hour or two to get it all tuned in and get back. I should probably go ahead and do that. And I put everything off. But get back out there and play around. I did have a lot of fun with it, that's for sure. So yeah, again, I can't emphasize enough. I'm glad you brought it up because I would have never thought about it. And, that sounds like something I'd like to reinvestigate. I didn't know there were nets running. That's cool. That'll give you an opportunity to check it out and see what time is it. Oh, I'm too early. God darn it. I got to stop in at one of my other locations, and they said anytime except between 10 and 11, and I happen to be going by right now. Figures. They'll eat a few.
That's what they call Murphy's Law. The best part of that free DV is they've got a free DV reporter, so the software automatically uploads to a reporter. So when you send out when you transmit on it, as long as somebody's connected to the reporter, you can see how their SNR report or how they're picking up your signal and who is receiving your signal out there. So when you transmit, you light up on their reporter as red, and everybody who is receiving you lights up as green, and you can see the SNR report, and it also verifies that you're the station that they're receiving because it transmits your call sign as part of the digital signal. So it's really pretty cool. It's definitely worth investing some time in to take a look at. I better get into the courthouse by hearing the 10:30, but this judge will not take the bench on time. I'm absolutely certain of that, but I'll still get in there and check in. I'll be clear on your final. Sean, it's always good talking to you. I'll be on later on today. W8FU, W8RJD, 73, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, that's very cool with the reporter. That was always something I liked about FT8. You could really get an idea of who's hearing me. That sounds really cool, too. I am definitely going to make it a point to get back online with that. So we will catch you out there. Have fun in court. You know, and good luck. Talk to you later, W8FU.
K8DRJ with a comma.
Comments away.
Yeah, this is Doug, KF8DRJ, Mobile and around Dearborn. I don't know if the other guy had to take off, but you guys that were talking about audio going into a computer app, I just went through this whole thing and figured out that the microphone in jack on these computers, because they don't know if you're going to use it for a line in or an actual mic in, the settings on it are sometimes kind of weak. I got two computers at home. One of them has an optional 30 dB boost that you can assign to that line, assuming you're using a microphone. And another one that I really like, the computer does not have it, and the audio is weak. And with a 20-some dollar headphone amplifier on Amazon, boom, off to the races with super loud audio. So I just wanted to throw that out there because I heard you guys, the tail end of it, you guys talking about audio going into a computer. And, yeah, if it doesn't have a boost, you got to give it one because they're just too weak. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I've not ran into that on my computer. I've always had, I think a 20 dB boost was on mine. But the one that I use is all set. But yeah, if you don't have the snot, you gotta find a way to get it. So there's any number of ways you can skin that cat. That's as good as any. So. And what modes are you running where you're using the microphone in?
I'm doing that for my Echo Link. And if you said that you have the option for a 20 dB boost, then you're all set. You got one of those sound cards that lets you adjust it. But like I said, my brand new ThinkPad, favorite machine, coolest thing ever, doesn't. It's just a mic in. And that thing is just awful because, you know, they want to make sure you're not going to hook a line in into it and blow it up, I guess. But yeah, a 20-some dollar headphone amplifier. It's a gentle little amplifier you can set up and put it in between the mic and the computer, and it just jacks it up nice. It has a bass boost if you need it, but I don't use it. I just leave it as it is, and it sounds really good.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you can. There's a way to skin almost any cat in this hobby. So very good. All right. Well, my name here is Sean. I am making my final approach here to work, and I got to get inside and figure out what's next. I got to kill about a half an hour so I can go backtrack to the place that told me any time but between 10 and 11. I just drove past it. Like, God darn it. So now I got to go kill a half an hour. But I'm pulling up here. Thanks for the information, and we'll catch you later. After yours, W8FU.
Roger that, John. Good chatting with you. If you got a half an hour to kill, may I recommend Tim Hortons? That's my favorite way to do it anyway. So, yeah, I got to clear. I'm in Dearborn Market here. I got to go buy some vegetables or something, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, have a good one. Nice chatting with you. KF8DRJ, and I'll be clear. So you need to set that clock. It's KF8DRJ.
WDAKLL. What's for lunch?
Well, this isn't fair. I've been waiting all morning for an Amazon package. driver comes within a block of my senior campus, and he's about a half a mile, if that, away from me on somebody else's street right now. What's up with that? W8RCY on his soapbox complaining. Somebody's got pool, and it's not me.
W8RCY, W8EAP.
And don't say it's your hip.
What? What about my hip?
Well, I asked if what was shaking, and I hope you're not going to say it's your hip, because your hip shouldn't be shaking, it should be stable.
No, I didn't hear you say that. Maybe you keyed up before your node connected. Sometimes you got to key up and then wait a second. Might have cut that part. No, I don't know. Just figured I'd get out here and see who's out here. I haven't been on this repeater in a few days, so I seen on the dashboard that you were out here, so thought I'd say hi.
Doggone dashboard busted me again. Anyhow, I'm waiting for a package from Amazon that's not supposed to be here till tomorrow, but it's coming today. It gets within a block of my campus, and then it tells me, you know, it's three stops away. So I go down to the lobby, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. It took off and headed out towards Sean's neighborhood. And now I got to wait about another half hour before it's supposed to be here. I mean, it got within a block away, and it just took off, and it's over opposite corner of Sean's area from when it took off from here. So, yeah, it's frustrating waiting all day. Waiting and waiting and waiting. It's not supposed to be here tomorrow, like I say. But if you're going to bring it and you're going to come within a couple hundred feet of me, just bring it all the way instead of taking off in the other direction.
Well, maybe they had to go to the bathroom. You never know. Couldn't hold it. You have no public bathrooms there. I don't know. I just usually just wait till it comes out. I usually get that granular, but I just grabbed two packages off my porch, so just messing around. No, nothing radio related though.
Now this isn't radio related, but it gives you a countdown. Amazon gives you a countdown. It's 10 stops away. 5 stops away, 3 stops away, and pulls out of the subdivision, the regular residential subdivision, just on the north side of my campus, and takes off towards Sean's subdivision, and it's been there now for over an hour, going around in circles in Sean's subdivision. So I'm just sitting here waiting, and it's just, you know, you're a block away, just toss it over the fence. I would have gotten it, kind of a thing. Or not the fence, but the easement. I think there's like maybe about a 20-25 foot easement fenced off property that you just like walk through between a commercial subdivision and a residential subdivision kind of a thing.
It was kind of like the situation I had working at Domino's. They wanted me to, like, deliver each pizza based on the time. Well, one pizza would be at, like, I'd have, like, two pizzas to deliver at 18 and Ryan, but there was another pizza at, like, 16 and Ryan that was, like, a minute older. So I had to go to 18 and Ryan, go back to 16 and Ryan, then go back up to 18 and Ryan. Well, when you do it that way, it's guaranteed that half your pizzas are going to be late. So I would just do it in the most time-efficient manner and forget about, you know, the age of it. And I'd still have some pizzas late, but I would have two pizzas late instead of 12 pizzas late. So they adopted my methodology after a while, after I proved them wrong.
Well, that's my exact point. And, you know, I don't know how far down the quinter he has to go. I don't know whether if he's working within a territory. He's out of the Sterling Heights hub, not the Hazel Park hub. So he's already been over to the Madison Heights site. Now he's over across the city line, a county line, and a mile road. You know, he's kitty-corner to my subdivision in relationship to where Shaw subdivision is. And as I'm tracking him here, he's all the way over to Common and Ryan area when he was within a block of me about an hour and a half ago. And it's just, like I said, it's my favorite F word, frustrating or frustration or frustrated, that F word.
Yeah, is there another station out there? I hear people randomly keying up on the Romeo repeater. Sounds like someone has their Vox turned on, because every once in a while I hear some random key up and talking. So somebody's out there on the Romeo machine, check your Vox settings, WADAP.
Well, it sounds a little quieter now, but anyhow, what have you been up to? You know, you getting ready to be an offensive lineman a defensive lineman for the Lions, because it sounds like Anzalone ain't going to be with the team the way he's holding out.
Yeah, I was thinking about going back to the bull riding at the Romeo. They're not the Romeo, the Armada Fair there. You know, you get football in one step more dangerous than that is rugby, and then after that, yeah, bull riding. So yeah, I'm going to go right back to the bull riding. No, the hip's doing good. I still have a couple other issues, but overall I'm getting better. I'm starting to, you know, I'm driving again, so that's a good thing. So going to get out here and scare up somebody to go to lunch, but I don't know. So we'll see about that. I got to eat here in the next, 2 o'clock. I gotta find some more to eat.
Yeah, I heard a little over a week ago you were at least driving. That's a good thing. So you have freedom. You can get out and move around and, you know, catch some fresh air before it gets too hot and humid, like this cycle. It's coming back around by this weekend, plus storms and everything else. I wouldn't recommend coming to breakfast, because those seats at the Cozy Cabin are kind of hard, and I have difficulty sitting in them for a long period of time. Those wooden chairs, I usually get up after everybody's done eating, and I just get up to walk and go pay my bill just to get some mobility, because if I sit there all the way to when we leave, I'll never get out of those chairs.
Yeah, funny you should say that, because I'm the opposite. You put me in a big, thick, cushy chair, and I'll be in pain within about 10 minutes. But right now, I got rid of my office chair at my desk here, and I just got a hard wooden chair. So I like hard wooden chairs, and I like sitting on my cement stoop out in the front porch. I tried sitting in a lawn chair a couple weeks ago, and oh my God, that was the worst. So yeah, I can sit in a soft chair as long as I can recline. Like in a car, I can recline the seat back a little bit, drive a little bit on the ghetto side, and it's fine. But man, if I got to sit up straight, you know, like sit up with a straight posture, it has to be it's got to be hardwood, no cushion at all. So I got kind of a different situation going on. But anyhow, I'm going to go probably scare something up in the kitchen or run up to fast food place here at the corner. But maybe I'll talk to you in the mobile. So anyhow, have yourself a good one. I'll be back out later. W8EAP.
Definitely good to hear your voice. Good to know that you're getting around a lot better. I don't know about running up to the corner to get something to have something to eat, but you know, I don't know if you're up to running speed yet. But like I say, glad you're progressing well. Real quick, how much longer do you have before you think you'll be back to work?
I'm scheduled September 5th. Yep, someone's Vox is on again. Good thing about this radio I'm on, it's got duplex, so when I just keyed up right there, someone in Romeo keyed up. So someone's got their Vox on in Romeo. Hello. Anyhow, yeah, September 5th. You know, but that's tentative. All right, catch you later. W8EAP.
Well, that's good. You're on target and everything like that. And you have to spray around just after Labor Day. Catch up with you later. If I'm not on the radio, I'm chasing my package. W8RCY.
W8NSCO.
Victor Echo 3, X-ray, Tango Delta listening.
W8FU. Good afternoon. What up?
Yeah, I'm looking at the repeater antenna right now.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of repeaters, but I'm guessing where I just left.
Yeah, just driving up Van Dyke.
All right, I just left there, right underneath that. So you must have been playing racquetball across the street. I was in there all afternoon. I could have taken you on a nickel tour if I'd have known.
No, just go back for lunch and stop at we had to stop at Walmart. And so that place is no longer available for volleyball. I think they're tearing it down.
Yeah, that could be. I don't pay much, never mind. So, and I don't get down this way that often, but last couple of days I've had a lot of time there. And when I left today, I had a boatload still to do, so I'll be back. I'm at 12 and Mound right now, just trying to battle the General Motors traffic, get across Mound here. So, not far from home. Pedaling as fast as I can.
Alright, I was just passing my old workplace. Anyways, so what were you doing down there?
I'm helping them reconfigure their desktops, or dispatch configs. There's a lot of things that, it's been a long time since they've been addressed, and so there's just a lot of things they need to change and update and add and things like that. So, and a lot of stuff they can do now that they couldn't do before, so I sat down with them yesterday a little bit, and then again this morning, and realized that if we don't do it for them, probably not going to get done, so I'm trying to put together a primer. And then, just have them step in for, ooh, a little more of this, a little less of that. Oh, and add this. We like that. So, that's the way it's going to have to be. Come to realize.
Sounds good. Man, so, my car says it's 95. I don't know if it's just because I'm stuck in traffic or if that's reality.
Yeah, mine says significantly less than that. It says 86, so must be just sitting there in traffic or something. I'm rolling pretty good here. 12-mile road's rolling about 45. And I'm even in too low a gear. So, oh, wait. No, now all of a sudden mine's at 90. Go figure. 91. It's climbing. What the hell?
86, by the way.
Well,
if you start your car, it always... just to start resampling and averaging, so it's never accurate the first few minutes you get in.
Yeah, 86 by the lake. What lake?
Mega Lake, Lake St. Clair. Beautiful New Baltimore. Affectionately called home. Over to Sean.
Out there in the boondocks. Yeah, there you go. Well, it looks like it's settled in around 91 here, so. Looks like it's... I had driven quite a bit, but it's saying 86, so I don't know why it just all of a sudden I looked down and said 86. I said it to you, and I looked down again to 91, so. Go figure. I was in a parking structure that was kind of shaded and all that stuff, so probably was a false low. 86 sounds good. And now my phone's blasting. I gotta grab this. I'll be in a few.
Okay. I just passed a place that used to, I remember it used to be a big CB shop. It was a K9 or something. I don't know what it is now. So, what's going on with you, Wally?
Not much. Today's Wednesday. Did you win the lotto?
Does it sound like it?
Don't know. I didn't hear your call.
Nope. One of the other jokers got it.
Frog. I'm going to send a heart-rewarded letter to the FCC. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I got a little ways to wait, and I'll go for the next available one.
No, very good. All right, well, I'm bummed out. So, one thing that does make me happy is there's a kid in our neighborhood, and he's got a brand new bicycle, and he is very good at it. I'm very happy to see a young kid riding bicycles and doing wheelies down the street. Granted, I drive 5 miles an hour down the street now because this young man, but, you know, he's not playing video games. He's out pedaling his bike like we used to.
Yeah. And the issue with our grandkids, they live on a cul-de-sac up a hill. So they really can't ride other than just around this little cul-de-sac. It's kind of sad. But regardless, they love biking. Oh, I got a call. Maybe APS.
All right, gotta go.
WAPD, get ready.
WDAKLO.
All right, I'm back. You still there, Wally? Guess not. ABP.
KD8OSD Mobile.
WDAKLL in the mobile. KFADFE.
EAP monitoring. This is KEHWUO. KEHWUO.
WAEAP.
KF8S, WAEAP.
KF8EAP.
Is that KF8EAP? I think I heard about you. Never talked to you, but I heard about you.
Good things, I hope. Yeah. Name's Luke, I'm in Burt.
Actually, I'm in northern Macomb County, coming in on the Warren machine. Yep, Burt, Michigan, yep. So there's a repeater in Burt, or is it in Swiss?
According to my club, yeah, there's the listed one. It says it's on Burt. I'm still trying to figure out where exactly it's at. I'm not entirely sure. I'm still looking into it. But right now, I'm in the middle of doing some home renovations. I haven't had time to sit down and actually look. The closest other ones are in Saginaw and Franklin, which I'm the same.
There's quite a few of them, and then they can connect and disconnect more if they need to. Like when there's like a weather emergency or whatever, they can connect even more of them together. They can connect like pretty much all the repeaters in northern Michigan, VHF and UHF.
I know it's got to be pretty close because right now I'm just on my HT with a little tack antenna, like 18 inches, and I'm inside the house getting it.
Well, I live in a condo, so for the longest time I just had a magnet mount on a cookie sheet in my windowsill, and that worked for a couple of years. Now I kind of got an antenna, a hidden antenna on my balcony for UHF, VHF. It gets out a little bit better because it's outside. But yeah, I'm probably a good 20 miles from the repeater right now on low power.
Yeah, I'm sitting at 10 watts right here on this, but I do have a 40-foot tower that's about to go up with a tilt gate as soon as I get done renovating this bedroom and bathroom.
Yeah, my old house had all kinds of antennas, but no antennas really allowed at the new place. But I have a place up in St. Helens where I might be throwing some antennas on the roof. Just gotta get the time. Maybe this summer or fall I'll put up the antennas. I got the antennas, just haven't stuck them up in the area.
Yeah, I guess my problem is time too. As soon as I get done with this project, it's on to the next. I gotta dig a hole, put a concrete pad in, install the tilt base, and get the tower put up, get my antennas put up. I have yet to build my antennas, but that's on the agenda yet too. So far I've had good luck with some mock-ups, but haven't actually built a permanent one yet.
Very good. Well, my next door neighbor passed away. He has a nice tower in his backyard. He has two towers actually, so I kind of know the new guy that bought the place. So I'm going to try to finagle the towers out of them, and then the local builder, he's going to pour the little concrete slabs or whatever for them, but I think they're only like 30-foot towers, they're not huge, but, or I might just put it on a tripod on the roof, not sure yet, but neighbor's got two towers, I might be able to get them for nothing.
Hey, every foot counts sometimes. Depending on where you're at, I'm completely surrounded by trees where I'm at, and I'm surprised I get what I get when I do.
Oh yeah, I'm surrounded by trees up in St. Helens too, but in the wintertime I get out better. has less pine needles and leaves on the trees. So yeah, when you got a lot of trees, you'll notice that you'll get out better in the winter.
Well, I'm gonna have to see what I can actually get come this winter, because I actually just got my license back in March, and right around the tree time the trees started growing back everything.
Yeah, even around here, you know, Cobb County, trees, plants come in bloom. It definitely hinders your range, for sure. Not as much as up north, but it still does. But what kind of radio you got there?
I'm still rolling with my Baofeng AR5RM. Until I get this project done, and I plan to get the either the IC-70, I think it's 7700.
Oh, yeah. I collect radios. I had about three of those. I had a 5RM, an AR-5RM, and then the UVK-6. They're all the same radios. It looks a little bit different. Well, the AR 5RMs look the same, but they usually pick them up for $20 when they go on sale, and it comes with like a microphone and antennas and all that. It's like, can't beat them. They're good. They're great radios. For the price, you can't beat them.
Absolutely. I can't complain about the price I paid for the reach I can get with it, and the fact that it can do 70 centimeter or 2 meter GMRS, not so much legally, but
they
can do it.
Yeah, and it also has the UV-25 and the UV-26. UV-25 is that really big radio, gigantic. And then there's the UV-26. But if you use the chirp program for the 5RM, it works on all of them. I got like six different radios with the 5RM. Program works on all of them. The UV-26 is supposed to be an upgraded version, but I don't see any difference in them. I mean, they look completely different, but they have the same power and everything. I don't know what's different about them, but again, $20, I don't care. I just wait till they go on sale for $20, $22, and there you go.
Like I said, you cannot beat the price, and $20 is pretty cheap to be able to get out and talk.
Especially when they throw in a 771 long antenna and a microphone, and they had a deal. They had the Baofeng K61, which is a smaller version. I'm sure you've heard of the K61. They have that deal where you can get two of them for $18.99 for two of them, and it came with a stubby antenna, a regular antenna, a 771 antenna, programming cable, and a microphone each for $18 for two of them. That was like crazy. I think they sold like 1,000 in two minutes.
That is an incredibly good deal. Without chirp though, I'd be so far behind, because chirp was so easy to learn compared to actually programming the radio on the screen itself. With the timing I have had this summer, this fall though, I will be going way deep diving into it.
A lot of people on Amazon give these new radios bad reviews because they can't find, it's not chirp capable. And it's like, I mean, all their new radios either work with the 5RM chirp file or the 17R Pro, UV-17R Pro. I mean, those two files will pretty much cover all the new Baofengs.
You know, worst case scenario, all you gotta do is copy the Excel file over and then select the right radio when you upload it. It's just a matter of selecting the right radio and not trying to upload one from like a UV5R to an AR5RM. It's just a copy and paste thing, really.
Yeah, it's like all my Bofangs have like this one master file, and I just move it over. Sometimes, you know, the power level screws up because some radios are low, medium, and high, and some are just low and high. Some of them will take the AM input, some of them don't. It's, you know, other than that, though, it's pretty much universal. Well, I hate to admit it, but I got 37 walkie-talkies as of yesterday, with two more on the way. So, yeah, I'm an addict, but I have other radio gear, too.
Hey, no judgment here. I have a feeling I'm going to have a pretty similar collection after a couple of years. And I'm trying to design a area in my room where I can set everything up in like an entire corner, do some woodworking and mount a bunch of stuff. I have a bunch of equipment. I'm still trying to decide where to put everything.
Yeah, I just have a big cabinet. Got everything in a big cabinet. And I got about, I think, 12 radios up north and like 15 radios down here. A lot of duplicates, but got a few DMR radios. You know, there's not that many repeaters up north. I mean, around down here, there's a lot of, like 3 DMR repeaters.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I was up by Chippewa Lake by Big Rapids there a couple weeks ago before 4th of July, I guess it was. I was able to hit a repeater, and I can't remember what it was, but I was listening in to the net they had going on, and I could not get out, but I could hear everything clearly for some reason.
Yep, so I'm in a pretty decent area where I'm at, right? All the repeaters are like within like 10 miles of me, so I can get into pretty much all of them.
I'm trying to figure out where I want to really concentrate on, because I know that this hobby is just, there's so many rabbit holes you can go down in. I'm kind of thinking I want to go low power, but try to get as far as I can. So I know I'm going to need some directionals and see where I can go with things, but this fall is going to be some heavy work, I know.
Well, I wanted to get back into HF, but maybe this summer I'll rig up something at the cottage. Had a lot of weird things happen lately, so things didn't turn out the way I wanted. But I got a couple HF antennas that I built, so I may be putting those up. Put an HF radio up north. But around here, it's just UHF, VHF. I do a lot of the ISS, International Space Station. Just about every pass I make a contact. If it's a decent elevation in the sky, I usually make the contacts. So that's kind of fun.
That would be really cool. That would be something else I'd want to get into is the ISS. That has always interested me. I got into this. I've wanted to get into the hobby for quite a few years, but then a coworker of mine brought in a little bow thing and said, "Hey, you see this?" I'm like, "This," and he wanted to use it on the GMRS frequencies or FRS frequencies for just like talking to each other. And then I was like, "This is something I've always wanted to get into," and I kind of dove deep in it. I got my technician license at that for like a couple weeks later. They let me take my general license, but I missed it by a couple questions. I'm still studying on that. I want to get that once I get at least my tower set up. It doesn't have to have any antennas on it, but I want to be able to be ready when that comes.
WADAT. Yeah, I got my
took it in 1991, I think. Then I got my GMRS license during COVID. I had no idea they had GMRS repeaters. No clue. But then I found out that they had a few linked repeaters up north. Like, there's one right to St. Helens. I'm like, man, I'm going to get my GMRS license. So then a bunch of us did, and then, you know, one of the guys out here works for the county, put up a few GMRS repeaters, so we had them linked at one time, but I guess porting to the FCC is kind of a no-no, so we unlinked all the GMRS repeaters, but yep, and my call sign is my initials. It's a vanity call. First name is Eric, by the way.
Well, nice to meet you, Eric. Again, Luke, KF8EAT. I actually got permission to use our system at work because we have GMRS that the owner of the company has held up the license and keeps renewing it. They used to use it before cell phones were really prevalent, and he's like, yeah, well, I'm just going to keep it up and keep the antenna up and everything for work. You guys are more than welcome to use it for work and all that, but this is all business related for that.
Well, yeah, it's been nice talking to you. I'm just pulling in my driveway here, so, yeah, we're out here pretty much every day. So, like I said, someone kept telling me there's a KF8EAP, and I go, I don't believe it, and I finally hear you, so. Nice meeting you. I think your name is Luke. And I'll talk to you later. W-8-E-A-P.
All right, Eric. You have a good night. Yeah, it is Luke. Yeah, I got to get back to painting anyway, so have a good night. KF-8-E-A-P.
W-8-E-A-P. KF-8-G-I-C. Copy.
Copy.
Yeah, what's happening? Where did she go? KF8, GRC, clear. I don't hear that kind of a hearing that good, that station out there. KF8, DRC. You sound good. You sound like about 300 miles away. KF8, DRC. Well, I was hoping to get there. You know, we'll go to the back. Let me switch to a different repeater. Stand by for a short. KF8, DRC.
Can I get a phonetic on that? I think you said KF8, DRC.
KF8,
KF8, CWF, one subject.
Stop by for sure. Let me, I heard you out there, but it sounds like you're far away, but let me go to the front of the repeater.
Clear. I want my permit.
on Warren. Let me switch over to Detroit.
Okay, one.